This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Lawmakers wrapped up a special session this week. They passed measures to address a budget deficit of about $600 million. KUNM's Elaine Baumgartel got some of the details from Matt Reichbach, editor of nmpoliticalreport.com.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Elaine.
Lawmakers did a couple of things to address the budget shortfall. Let's first talk about where they found money to plug this hole.
Yeah, they found money anywhere they could. Anywhere they didn't take money from last time, they took the money from this time, a bulk of which was the Tobacco Settlement Permanent Fund, which is basically money from the tobacco companies for all the settlements for making things that are really bad for you.
What about some of these capital outlay projects that there was money sitting around?
The money they took from the capital outlay projects was projects that were from 2013 and 14 that hadn't started yet, that they didn't have like the go-ahead from the state agency or whatever that they needed to actually get the, you know, the shovels in the ground.
And that's like a kind of a snooze you lose kind of situation for those districts?
Yeah, I mean, it's for everything. It's in Albuquerque, there's hundreds of thousands of dollars. I know in Valencia County, Michael Sanchez, the Senate Majority Leader, was saying that he lost a lot of projects. And a lot of it, unfortunately, falls on these kind of poorer communities that maybe don't have the staff to make sure that all these get done, because the state agencies, all those projects were already started, so they were safe pretty much. But stuff for Colonia, stuff for Tribal, nothing was easy this session for legislators.
What about this sweeps package? And I've got air quotes there. The sweeps package, right? This idea that there was money sitting in a bunch of different accounts, a bunch of different state accounts, and the state is basically going to like sweep all that up into the hole that is the budget deficit to try to fill it up. Talk about those.
Yeah, it's just all these little commissions and things that you've never heard of, or some that you have heard of. They're like, okay, there's $1 million here. We're going to go ahead and take that from your reserves and hope that you guys don't need it for next year, because we're not going to be able to give you more money next year, and you can't run at a deficit, because nothing in the state can run at a deficit. That's just in the state constitution. Next year is not going to be any better than this year.
What about these cuts? Who's facing the deepest cuts based on this package that was passed?
Pretty much every state agency is getting a 5.5% cut, which is huge. And this is on top of cuts that a lot of these were facing from the regular session. So some of these agencies are, you know, they're 7-8% down where they were a year ago. There was a proposal that UNM would see an 8% cut, but I think cooler heads prevailed, and all of higher ed is only getting a 5% cut. Meanwhile, CYFD, you know, that's the Children, Youth, and Families Department, Department of Public Safety, which funds state police, those were held harmless. They're exempt from cuts. They got 0% cuts. And there were a few agencies that were in between. The judicial branch got a 3% cut, which is going to be bad for them because they were already down to the bone. Legislative branch got a 3% cut also. But yeah, everybody's down to the bone.
What about public education?
Public education, they got a 1.5% cut to the state equalization guarantee, which is basically the money they distribute to all the districts. They also got some other below-the-line funding cuts. You know it's bad when they're cutting education, because they hate doing that.
Governor Susana Martinez, when she, ahead of and when she called the special session, she wanted lawmakers to consider a series of crime measures and to reinstate the death penalty. Let's review the status of those. Where did those go?
Those all passed the House, and they never got a hearing in the Senate, and they're dead.
Great, Matt. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Matt Reichbach is the editor of nmpoliticalreport.com. He spoke with KUNM's Elaine Baumgartel.